Turn it. Hey everyone, welcome to yet another amazing week with Sarah and Dave. Of course, I'm Sarah, and next to me is my amazing husband, Dave. You gonna make me say hello, Dave?
Well, I just didn't want to do anything to give you the giggles again.
We've kind
of gone two episodes in a row where you started off with the giggles.
I always do. I can't help myself. Yeah. Like when I go live sometimes.
Yes.
It's a curse. I just enjoy having fun too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fun girl. Yeah. So, we've been home a lot together.
Indeed we have.
You know what? To be quite honest, 95% of the time, I really enjoy it.
Only 95?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had that car ride this week, and that was a little rough.
David's birthday.
Yeah, David's birthday.
I don't know what you're... I didn't do anything wrong on that car ride.
Well, And then I got a little annoyed with you earlier today. Just, I'm like trying to watch my show while I'm working out. And you come up and talk to me like 50% of the time, and then the rest of the time you were surfing on your phone, and I'm pissed because I'm not catching up on my shows. And I'm working out and miserable in silence because there's no music, no TV, and you're not talking to me. Nothing.
That sounds horrible.
It was. It
sounds terrible. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It was annoying.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, so that's where it equates to. I mean, I can't make you happy 100% of the time.
Right. Right. It's pretty darn close, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, 95 for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not hard to please.
No.
No. I did enjoy our bike ride together, though, last night. Or yesterday afternoon. Morning. Morning.
Yeah, yesterday morning. Yeah, that's good, Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I pretty much put up with, what I put up with during the week, and then say, you know what, I'm going to take Sarah for a bike ride and David for a bike ride over the weekend, and then go play soccer with Isaac.
Yeah, you showed him who was boss.
No, he's pretty good. It was basically, he was trying to take my head off.
He was pretty, both of the boys were good boys with doing the lives the past 2 days.
Yeah, they did. A good
job. Oh, it was cute.
Yeah, believe it. David's 17.
Yes.
Had a good birthday.
It was. I mean, we were home all day, other than going and picking up our takeout that we made them go with us to go do.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just need some car time. That's what people are doing, like rainbow hunts and teddy bear hunts and heart hunts. Like people put them in their windows and they go driving around looking for them.
We're technically not supposed to do that now.
But... Well...
You can say that you're going grocery shopping at the Dollar General and be okay.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, I mean, if you're not getting out of the car and not interacting with anybody else, for me, it wouldn't be a big deal. But, I mean, then, I mean, you technically are using more of your gas, so then you have to get gas more frequently. So then you have to use, you know, gas pumps more.
Yeah, this stay-at-home order hasn't really changed, you know, how we do business.
No, not lately. I don't know. I would like to note that I don't know whether I should be happy or sad that this has affected me so little. Like, probably a little bit of both. Like, sad that I don't have, like, friendships and things outside of the house lately that I do, aside from, you know, going to the kids' events and stuff. But very happy... Like, I love that we've enjoyed our time together. Of course, and you're my best friend anymore anyways. Which it should be, but I do need lady friends, too. But
and we're best friends, like, 95% of the time, as you said. 99% on my side.
I mean, you're always my best friend, but sometimes you annoy me.
Yeah.
So 100% of the time, you're my best friend. But you do annoy me sometimes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have some good friends, but, I mean, we don't hang out a ton. Like... I probably would have felt it a little bit more where we were in Nebraska. But I'll tell you what, I loved our pool time yesterday. That was great.
Yeah, yeah. Got in the hot tub after going on our bike ride.
And I mean, we've been going to church online for nearly a year now.
Yeah, it's great. There's no one there to disappoint us.
I know.
It's wonderful.
I know, but yeah, that's not the reason why I don't go to church, is because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
So, but I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed our time together. I do not like the fact that it's because people are getting sick.
Yeah, I had to repurpose the office/bike room yesterday to get more of a long-term approach to my working from home, and now I only have one bicycle in the office instead of three or four bicycles in the office.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to rearrange out in the garage again, even though I just rearranged.
Kind of. Yeah, we'll have to look at some storage solutions, and we move the stuff for when the boys mow the lawn tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be all set up there.
Yeah, the boys are mowing the lawn tomorrow. I have my little leadership conference thing I'm doing virtually tomorrow and Tuesday. That should be fun.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure nothing will go wrong. It's actually gone pretty well overall with, you know, when I need to get some work done and you need work done. It's been fairly good.
Yeah, really with very few hiccups. Of a choice, you know?
True. No, but we've done a good job. The boys have done a good job. They technically go back to school tomorrow and we'll start some learning. Our school has decided that they're basically going to make it to where they're going to review and maybe add onesie twosies of things for learning, but they are going to just finish up with the bare minimum, if you will, with retaining knowledge was the word I was thinking about, where that way they're not set behind too far back when they start school back up, which isn't a bad idea. I know so many parents are struggling to teach their kids like these new concepts, or you know, the kids have questions and the parents aren't the ones there in the classroom every day, like, you know, the rest of the year, but there's only one quarter left and that final quarter is usually not a ton of you know, big information.
Right. Our boys are in good shape, because like David's in the, you know, I'm gonna get good grades and I'm coming into the Air Force. And Isaac is one of those like top 5% or higher probably, where he gets the stuff and now he's like, hey, this is way better. I can take my honors and AP stuff and get it done a lot quicker than I would have, you know, having to wait around for everybody else at school.
Yeah, well, that's what David's going to love this, because he's not worried about, he's not having to worry about other people wasting his time, because that's why he hates school, is he hates how long it takes to go over things and, you know, having to just be in there just to be in there sometimes because of the school hours.
Yeah, he'll enjoy the being in the military and doing the online school.
Yeah. Yeah, should be interesting. You know, he's got, I mean, he's only got 2.5 semesters left of high school.
Yes.
So, but anyways. You know, it's been a year since I had my surgery.
Yeah, I'm wearing my cancer t-shirt in celebration of no cancer.
Yes, which we did have confirmed.
Wore the same shirt a year ago today.
Mm-hmm. Your beard wasn't quite as long, though.
I know.
You were still in just the baby stages of the beard.
Yeah, we're not going to recognize people, and we're able to, like, go back to work and stuff.
I look the same. Thankfully, yeah. I don't spend a lot of money on hair and eyelashes and nails and other stuff. Darn it. Sorry, people.
I offered to just do the bald with the beard look, but you were not.
No, absolutely not.
You said I had a funny point on my head or something that you don't like.
Like, yes, I do not like it. Every time you've shaved your head, it's like, ugh.
I thought you didn't, it was because of the size of my ears.
My ears aren't that big.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't stick out a ton.
It's just that your ears are really tiny. We're on opposite ends of the spectrum. Let's just put it out there. It's okay.
Yeah.
Isaac went with, he has a new hairstyle.
Yeah, he did. He decided to
Looks
mix it
very
up a little bit
handsome.
for now. We'll see how long that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how long until they get to get haircuts. I guess I'm glad I didn't. It wasn't that long before we got quarantined that I had a haircut. All of you guys were coming due.
Yeah. It's even new, like there's interim grooming standards for the Air Force right now.
Oh, I figured. Like, it's just like, go all willy-nilly, people.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I get it. You know, one thing I am tired of hearing is the word unprecedented.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody's saying, in these unprecedented times, in these unprecedented. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever said that word in my life.
Say it right now.
Like, why would I ruin the streak? I know I've written it, but I don't think, no, I've never said that
Well,
in my life.
reading or writing, did you write it recently?
Not recently, no.
Oh, okay.
It's in my dissertation. It's
I'm
a lot
sh
of words in that baby.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling my cousin and them about how you were an OPSEC specialist. Because you know
Really?
they yeah, because you know that their specialty is cyber security.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And
Yeah.
actually, you know what's funny? She was saying that her cousin or somebody used to be a registrar at a small university in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, I am the registrar at Air University.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not without hiccups.
Yeah.
It was a little rough of an adjustment to get used to teleworking and that not by Dave.
No, yeah. Well, it's weird. I mean, basically, we have to get the job done, and it's if like if you don't have internet at your house or you can't like comprehend like using a computer at home, it makes it very difficult to do your job.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. If you can't use a computer at home, how do you manage to do it while you're at work?
I mean,
Do you have other people do your job for you?
there's a reason my office is where it is and people sit where they do, because some people can't go more than like 30 minutes of trying to do a 2-minute task without going and getting the IT person to go help them.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, well, that's government employees for you.
That is government work
Yeah.
sometimes. I tell you. I don't even know what we're gonna do this week. We're gonna have to find some good. I gotta make a listing of good movies and stuff to watch.
Yeah, we found some good ones.
If you guys have any recommendations, be sure to shout them out to us and let us know so we know what to watch. We might do some more classics. I gotta get looking and get on the list to Netflix, and I'm still catching up on some of my shows for YouTube TV, which, by the way, we are still loving YouTube TV.
I just started again today where you can do the 14-day trial again.
Well, yeah. Hello,
That's
why
the way to
not?
go.
It really is.
Just now you're going to miss out on all the sports that you could have had.
They'll be back. Better
Yeah.
than ever, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've had a good time though. I mean, played some baseball outside
We
yesterday
played
too.
euchre.
Yeah,
We sat in the hot
euchre.
tub. The kids were in the pool for a bit. The water's still a little cool in the pool, but that's okay. Got the pool mostly, summer ready. I got to get my calcium in there and get that all squared away. So,
Yeah.
yeah, very. Gosh, and I can't wait to fix some stuff in the yard. And I'm going to end up getting some stuff planted here eventually, too. And I got to get some stuff for our front entrance.
I got a bunch of that weed killer on the way, just for the areas like where we don't want any weeds or grass or anything.
Yeah.
So I'll do that. I'll have to wait till after. It's going to rain a couple of days this week.
We'll miss out on seeing my parents. Hopefully, we'll get to see them next month or something.
Yeah, speaking of parents, today's my dad's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yes, to, as your grandma calls him, Davy.
Yeah.
So, ah, super exciting stuff. Beautiful weather. Business is good. Work is tolerable. You're home. That really saves on a commute. It's saving us on gas money. And we're really saving money overall. And we're saving mileage on the cars.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of miles.
Yeah, compared to like what we were driving this time last year, like going to Birmingham and back.
Yeah, well, and yeah, and, you know, the kids don't have school or sports right now, so that's saving. You're not going to work every day, that's saving.
Yeah, I think we're probably about a month and a half away from being back in the office full time at the soonest.
Yeah. Let's cross our fingers and toes. This is an... I'm just in it to watch and see how this all unfolds. Hopefully good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, we can get some good answers. And then, you know what this is going to lead almost right up into? Election season. Because you know that's like 8 billion months worth of stuff. My least favorite time. Just because I can't stand the way people treat each other and get all up in arms and all fired up and not really respectful of other people's opinions, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And I don't really, that's not how I roll.
Well, that's the problem now. You got a bunch of people that are all stressed out and...
That's going to make for, you know... Well, let's hope it ends quickly and the people who don't have jobs can get them back quickly and get paid and minimize damages done.
That's funny. Yeah, during this time, if you think about it, I'm not getting paid for one of my side jobs, but I picked up another teaching job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. They got to make sure their ducks are in a row.
Yeah.
But we are very fortunate.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I've always dreamed of not only being a registrar, but being able to teach people how to become a registrar. It's my passion.
It really is not.
How do you know?
Giving him funny looks. As funny as I can. Pollen season is almost over here, though, too.
Oh, it rained for about 5 minutes when we were driving home from the...
It rained
base. Here. Yeah, it's just enough to get to where, like, the pollen that had gotten on my car, it rained on it. So,
oh, that could be hit or miss.
Yeah, it rained for, it sprinkled a real little bit on the way in to the base.
Yeah, we didn't really have anything that I noticed.
Yeah, that's what I told David. I said, this was not supposed to happen.
For sure.
He did a good job. He wanted to do 20 miles at, you know, at 20 miles an hour, and he did. So he's
nailed it.
Yeah, he's doing really well.
I know, kind of impressive. I mean, lately I've been slower than molasses, and then he goes cruising around on his darn bike. And let's not even talk about his running or his swimming.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's what I told him. I said, once we, you know, he keeps working on his running, and then I'll put the carbon wheels on the bike and all that, like, he's gonna fly in his next race. It's been too long since our last race. We were talking about that this morning with our triathlons.
Yeah, well, you know, today, a year ago today, he had a track meet.
Yeah.
Yep, Dad got to see him. That was a busy day for Dad. I think we're gonna have popcorn for a snack.
I had already asked.
I know.
It had been a while.
Yeah. It has. It's been too long.
I'm almost thinking about doing like a Buffalo Ranch flavor. Like, what do you think with that? I think it'd be pretty good.
Do I still have the Buffalo seasoning?
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The powder?
Yeah.
I could for you. I might do two separate. I don't know if I want that.
Or we could do like two or three. Do a ranch.
I don't know if the boys are going to want any popcorn, though.
I liked it when we tried it with the candy, the Reese's.
Yeah, the Reese's sunk down to the bottom. There has to be some type of trick.
Yeah, they're too heavy. But it was so good where they were at the bottom, like at the end when they were warm.
And they were almost melty.
Like the shell on them, but they weren't melted.
You know, it's like M&M's, you know, melt in your mouth, not in your can. Reese's Pieces are the same way.
Yeah, that's good.
I know. Yeah. I need to do some friend check in on some of my friends. Drop them a text or a phone call this week.
I'm supposed to do that at work, and I do. Nobody does that for me, though, which is kind of weird because I'm, like, the highest risk one.
Well, you know, what's funny is, you know, speaking of that, you know, for, like, Enneagram type stuff, there's certain numbers, especially, like, a 7, which is what I am. Like, a lot of people don't check in on you or think that you need things because I so often put a positive spin on things. You know, like, they don't think to ask certain people because they're like, well, they're always good.
Yeah,
they'll tell me if they need something. I know you do.
Speaking of checking in, let's talk about what we started doing yesterday.
Oh. Discuss. You and your disgust.
Started doing our weekly weigh-in, and we write it on a piece of paper.
And I'm rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this is not a, like, Dave's trying to keep me checked by any means because he's weighing himself too, but he, you know, he fluctuates like 10 pounds really. So that's really about it. But I, you know, I did express to him that I really needed to, now that I'm actually not in pain anymore between trying to get the inflammation to die down in my body. And my workouts are finally progressing. I had told him, I said, my diet's not that bad at this point. I really need to dial in on workouts and getting my weight back down some. So he decided we would do a weigh-in day.
Yeah, I enthusiastically told you we could make it weigh-in Wednesday, and you got really angry.
It was like 10 minutes after I had gotten out of bed. I still hadn't even brushed my teeth or washed my face yet. You can't go being like all, hey, let's do this, like right away. Wow. Yeah,
just trying to support you, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
Then we went and did a nice bike ride.
We did. Nobody yelled at each other either.
No.
Every once in a while, I get a little snarky with you. You were getting a little snarky with me earlier today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you were in the bedroom or the office, and I called. It's like, you don't have to be snarky about it.
Yeah, it was your fault.
Well, I asked you what you were doing with the exercise band.
Yeah.
Got a sarcastic remark right back about it. I was like, geez.
Shocking.
Right? Yeah. Well, it's Sunday. If I recall, like last Sunday, we really kind of hit that point, and it's like, then we reset on Monday because you were working, and then like there was less altogether time because we separated within the house.
So we got a pretty busy work week scheduled. The boys are going to mow the lawn. That's always difficult, and you have a little conference thing you're doing. So that'll be...
And we should have been in New Orleans.
Yes. We should have been.
Yes, and we should have just done our final performance for show choir, too.
Could you imagine how lit that would be, getting together with all the university registrars?
I'm really glad we didn't go, since New Orleans is quite the hotbed right now for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Ugh. No offense to anyone who has it. We do know people who have. There's still speculation that Dave thinks he might have had it, and David... Possibly me, since I had the same thing as you guys earlier in this year. Yeah. Maybe that was why it was more mild. They said middle-aged women just don't have as much.
Yeah, I freaking coughed so hard I, like, made a rib sore.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Couldn't even walk.
Yeah, he's good now.
I've never been that sick.
Well, I don't know that you were that sick. It was just... Like, you know what I'm saying? You weren't in super horrible shape, but it was... It ended up nagging for long enough to really make you sore.
On my birthday, I couldn't do the race I was supposed to do with David.
I know, that was a real bummer.
Yeah,
it's been an exciting... Jeez, it's really... Oh, my gosh. It's been like... There's been a lot of different things pop up in these past few years, really.
Yeah.
Since we moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeez. Phew. We're moving past them though. Better and better for having those experiences. I've read several books. I'm a good chunk of the way through another one, which I'll probably sit down and do after I do some pamper chefing this evening.
Currently reading several books on the Project Management Institute Agile certification.
Yes, and as soon as you're done with that, I have some books I want for you to read.
So do I, like ones I got for Christmas.
Yeah, what did you get for Christmas?
The Triathlon Terran ones from your sister.
Oh, where are those even sitting?
On my bookshelf in my office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Shows how much I go in the bike room.
There's only one bicycle in there now. They're not for, yeah, but I'm currently, because it, this is more on you, but I'm using a freaking wine cabinet as a desk.
Okay, it's not a wine cabinet. It's a sidebar that has a wine rack in it. I mean,
Yeah.
we could actually cut that out and you have a spot for your feet.
Yeah, and it's
But then
about.
we have no place to put our wine.
Yeah, it, yeah.
We don't have that much anyways. Because, fun facts, I really can't drink it anymore. I don't know if it's the alcohol or the sulfites. It makes my nose all clog up and flushes my face and makes my face break out. Which, there are far worse things that I could just not have. I mean, but it's disappointing.
Yeah.
Real bummer. But, anyways, anything else we need to talk about?
Now we're about at our time.
Well, we hope that there were only 7 listens this time. I'm very disappointed. I hope we can bring up those listens. And I hope you guys make sure you give us a shout out and give us a rating. And we love hearing from everybody. And I know everybody loves hearing what's going on in the Lee's house, right?
I have my own opinions on who's listening and who should be listening.
Well, it's a little, when everybody's out of routine and they're not listening on their way to work, it's a little harder.
Right.
I've listened to less podcasts lately too, and one of my podcasters, she's increased her podcasting over this period. So I'm like, what in the heck am I going to want listen to all these? So,
That's rough.
get it in. Take some time away, put the headphones in and listen, people. We love hearing from you guys. Drop a comment, drop a rating. And have an amazing week. We hope maybe we'll pop in for a surprise one. I don't know, our Sunday routine's been pretty good so far, though.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right, everyone, have a great week. Dave, you gonna say bye?
Bye.
Bye.